I'd like to welcome everyone back to our service this evening. Before we get started, I'd like to announce that the schedule for next month is on the board. Our topic will be open next month. All topics are open. So this afternoon, my assignment was entitled, Whom I Am Chief. And as we continue, links in Acts, and our text comes from Acts 9, verse 1 through verse 30, and also 1 Timothy 1, verse 12 through 16. And for our reading, I'll read from 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 12. There it says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious. But I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Let us go to our Heavenly Father and pray. Our lesson this evening is about a man, Saul of Tarsus. When we first read of him in Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 1 through verse 3. And there he is mentioned at the event of the stoning of Stephen. And there it says that Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentations over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committing them to prison. And as we continue in chapter 9, in verse 1 and 2, there it says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So we see as we read these verses that Saul was restless in his zeal to defend his Jewish faith from the new supposedly dangerous Jewish messianic sect. The letters were documents authorizing Saul to arrest Christians in Damascus. Saul planned to take the followers of Jesus back to Jerusalem to stand trial before the Sanhedrin and probably to face a death sentence. In verse 3 of chapter 9 it says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there was shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord says, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. So the verses here tell us that there was a light from heaven that shined around about him. And in Acts 26 and verse 13, he tells King Agrippa of this event. And he said that it was above the brightness of the midday sun. The men with Saul stood speechless, hearing the voice, but they saw no one. In Acts 22 and verse 9, Paul indicates that those with him saw a light, but did not understand the voice, even though they heard the sound of it. The pricks are ox goads, which are sticks with sharp metal points used to steer stubborn animals. The phrase means that Saul was only hurting himself in his actions because he was rebelling against God. Saul was not told at this point what his mission or what his purpose was. That was kept for when he faced Ananias later in the city of Damascus. It is ironic, though, that while Saul was blind, he would see his own spiritual blindness. In verse 10 and through verse 12, it says, "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight." So Ananias was an apostle, but he was a layman ready to be used by God. Ananias was ready to serve, but he wasn't really sure about being sent to Saul, the man who had forcibly persecuted the Christians. In ancient Damascus, tradition indicates that the street called Straight was the east-west thoroughfare, and it went from one end of the city to the other. In verse 12, it shows that Saul expected Ananias to receive his sight because of the vision that he had seen. In verse 13, it says, "Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call upon thy name." So Ananias' fear of Saul was such that he questioned God's judgment. Saul's reputation as an enemy of the church was very well known, built on the testimony of a lot of people. In verse 15 it says, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." So God revealed his purpose for Saul to Ananias. Saul was to serve a special purpose in the divine plan for the spreading of the gospel to the Gentiles. Jesus chooses Saul to be his chosen vessel before Saul chooses Jesus as his Lord. Vine's dictionary says the word chosen means he is a vessel of choice unto me. Saul is to be the power in the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 62 and verse 2, it says, "And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name." Saul has caused others to suffer for being Christians. Now, from this time forward, he will be hated and harassed, literally, to his grave for the very cause that he once persecuted himself. In verse 17, it says, "And Ananias went his way, and he entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, has appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized." So with the laying on of Ananias' hands, the blindness of Saul that Saul had experienced, it falls from his eyes like scales. Luke says he arose and was baptized. I want you to think. Here is a man who has seen a light from heaven. He heard the voice of Jesus. He believed in Jesus. He repented and confessed Jesus as Lord. He fasted for 3 days. He prayed for 3 days. And he had hands laid upon him. And yet, he needs to be baptized. Because none of the above has accomplished the forgiveness of sins. In Saul's own account of these events, he records the instructions of Ananias. In Acts 22 and verse 16, where Ananias says, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Also, even though Jesus has spoken to Saul, it still required a human messenger to accomplish the conversion of Saul. This case is like the example that we have of the Ethiopian eunuch in chapter 8. But instead of sending an angel to speak to the preacher, Jesus himself speaks to Ananias. Nonetheless, on both occasions, the gospel had to be preached by a man to achieve the salvation of a sinner. In verse 19 it says, "And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called upon this name in Jerusalem, and come hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest?" Vine's Dictionary again says that this term, "certain days," is used to indicate a short period of time. And the word "straightway" literally means at once or soon. So at once, Saul begins to preach Jesus in the synagogues. The people in Damascus were amazed at Paul's preaching because he had come to bring them bound to the chief priest, not to defend their faith. Saul was well known as a persecutor of Christians by all those in Damascus. Verse 22 through 25, it says, "But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket." So powerful was the preaching of Saul from the scripture that Jesus is the Christ that the Jews plotted to kill him. Like the spies from the house of Rahab in Joshua 2 and verse 15, and David from his own house in 1 Samuel 19 and verse 12, Saul escapes over the walls of Damascus in a basket. Verse 26, it says, "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem." References here indicate by the best estimates Saul had been gone from Jerusalem for a little more than 3 years. Those in Jerusalem remembered him best as the persecutor of Christians, bringing terror, pain, and death. It was with this suspicious and skeptical group of disciples that Saul tried to join himself. Saul needed someone to plead his case. It was Barnabas who uses the following evidence in defense of Saul. "Saul is an eyewitness to the risen Lord." I'm sorry, to the risen Jesus. It is necessary for Saul, like the other apostles, to be witness of the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus speaks to Saul on the road to Damascus, further affirmation that Saul is a chosen vessel of the Lord. And Saul confirms and declares his faith in Jesus by boldly preaching him before all the Jews. Saul remains a constant companion of Peter and James for a period of about 15 days, according to Galatians 1, verse 18 and verse 19. It was during this time he is involved on a daily basis with the work of preaching the gospel in Jerusalem. In verse 29 it says, "And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus." So when the brethren had learned of the plot to kill Saul, they showed that Saul had been accepted into their fellowship by their concern for his safety. The disciples assist Saul in escaping to the city of Caesarea. Now I want to notice the link to 1 Timothy 1:12-16, where the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, he says, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." The Apostle Paul gave thanks because Christ was willing to appoint him to service in spite of the past sins. Before Paul trusted in Christ as his Savior, the Bible says he was a blasphemer, that is, speaking against God, that he was a persecutor, he pursuing Christians like a hunter pursues his prey, and injurious. He was a violent person, acting out of personal pride. Paul marveled that God considered him worthy, even though he had previously been unbelieving and untrusting. Grace is God's undeserved, unearned, freely given favor. The grace given to Paul, the Bible says it was exceeding abundant, overflowing beyond all expectations. In verse 15, Paul summarized the heart of the gospel when he says, "Christ came into the world to save sinners." World refers to all humanity. Save means to deliver or to rescue. Christ came to die for the sins of humanity, and Paul says, "Of whom I am chief." After meeting the Lord, Paul saw the misery of sin, and he understood the sinfulness of human beings. Because of this, he placed himself first among all sinners. So in closing, Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, is our example. We understand through God's word that Christ shows forth all long-suffering to us who believe on him to life everlasting. If there's anyone that is subject to the gospel call, we bid you come as we stand and sing.